This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV program for Thursday, February the 10th. So that means, Jennifer, we are one-third of the way through the month of February, which has 28 days in kind and each leap year 29. This is not a leap year, so 28 days, woohoo! And we are actually 41 days from the beginning of spring.
How about them apples?
Let's see. Well, I have to do a little figuring on Christmas. While I'm doing that, Jennifer, could you tell me why Mitch McConnell has criticized the Republicans? That's his own party. Why is he taking shots at members of his own party?
Well, it all comes down to January 6th, and there's a lot of controversy, of course, around January 6th, and now it's being handled in the aftermath. And so Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney were, censured. I'm telling you, my brain. I turned a year older this week, and I can feel it. Like, it's Swiss cheese. Things are just falling out. I don't know. It's happening. It's Clyde.
We got that new cat that you got there.
So they censured Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for being part of the
Republican National Committee did.
The National Committee, yeah, the party itself. Right. And so Mitch McConnell said that this was inappropriate, that this was not the job of the Republican National Committee. But the truth, I mean, there's a little bit of truth in all of it. I just don't understand why we just get everything. Like, people start denying, like, facts because they want to make a political statement.
The like fact the is, election was stolen.
Well, the fact is with the January 6th, whatever it was, that there were bad people who went into the Capitol. Yep. Those people should be arrested, and they have been, and they've been held accountable, and those investigations have been going and continue to be ongoing into that. There were also a lot of dummies who just wandered into the Capitol like they were on some, like, crazy tour of some kind. And, by the way, were let in by the Capitol Police and who moved barricades back. So if we want this to not happen again, we should probably look into what happened at the Capitol Police and why they were directed to let people in instead of keep the barricades in place
to keep people out.
And how do you fault the people who were let in? You can't say that, well, you were trespassing because they were permitted.
Totally. There are people on video that have the Capitol Police say, go in. And it's like, okay, so there's that going on. There's just so many things going on. And then you've got the Republicans who say, well, the people who were arrested on January 6th are having literally their lives ruined and the book thrown at them, when there were people who were protesting, literally doing the same thing on federal property during the summer of 2020 who were let out. Some of them handed bail money by the vice president, Kamala Harris. I mean, it's just there's a lot of inequities. And so I think it's just very frustrating when you have the leader of the party come out and say, well, they shouldn't be censuring for politicizing this. I just, at some point, we need to get away from the politics, treat these things as the crimes that they are, and then move on. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Speaking of crimes, I see that Ms. Pelosi wants the stock trading to be banned by people in Congress.
Well, she didn't. She had her arm twisted. This is the problem, is that members of Congress.
Phonies.
Are doing what people like us normal folks would go to jail for. They're engaging literally in insider trading because they are given tips early as to market trends or as to trends with tech businesses. And then maybe they might casually mention it over a martini to their spouses over dinner one night. And then those spouses go out and make investments. And voila, all of a sudden you've made $37 million. And that's not how things are supposed to work.
When can we do that? I want to do that now. Can we do that now?
And so there's a push, and this is a bipartisan push, by the way, as it should be, from Democrats and Republicans saying, we need to start following the laws. We need to make sure that every member of Congress, if they are going to be playing investments using the market, need to have all of their assets in a trust so that it's not a husband, a wife, a family member that's going to be making these investments for them. And so Nancy Pelosi at first was saying, no, we're not going to do that. Well, now she's coming out because she's getting a ton of heat from not just from people in Congress, but from like everyday citizens. This is something that Democrats and Republicans absolutely agree on. And so she's now feeling the heat, saying, well, maybe we could look into this, but they've all enriched themselves in this way. I mean, it's absolutely insane that they've been allowed to do this for so long. It's the definition of gravy train.
Yep. It goes on and on and on, and we fall asleep. We vote for the same people over and over and over again.
I would say any Republican or any Democrat who won't sign on to this,
yes, should be voted out of office. Yeah, they should flag it.
It's funny when you have Matt Gaetz and AOC signing on the same piece of legislation. Like, you know that there's something here. Like, this is a big one. And even Kevin McCarthy, who is the minority party leader for Republicans, was given some criticism because he said, well, I'm not going to sign on to this now, but when Republicans win, if we win this year, then I'll absolutely bring this up on the floor so we can vote on it.
Yeah, because
well,
the stock market's hot right now, and
right.
He wants to keep cashing out.
Right.
Keep going.
Come on.
Hey, Kev, we're on to you.
Yeah. All right, so how about the senator who had a stroke? What's going on with him, and how is that messing things up there in terms of votes, Jennifer?
That's Senator Lujan, a young guy. I think he's 49, if I remember right,
50.
And
yeah,
had a stroke. Right. And I guess it was big enough where they needed to remove some of his skull so that they could release some of the pressure from the brain swelling. His family and his office say that he's going to be back in 4 to 6 weeks' time.
If they took a piece of his skull off, he's not going to be
back. Well, that's actually pretty common. It happened to my aunt after she had her stroke, and they keep the skull. It's really interesting. They keep it in your stomach. They build like a pocket. They put it under the skin of your stomach, and then when the swelling stops, then they can reinstall the pieces. It's really fascinating how that happens. But
thank you. How's that going with your Cheerios, folks?
I didn't know about that, but yeah, that happens. Well, you have to keep the bone living, right? You have to keep that all
right.
Going,
yeah, so yeah. No, you have
your
to
body.
Keep blood supply.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
But 4 to 6 weeks seems really highly ambitious. No one seems to know the severity of the stroke, and so there's a group of people who are now asking for some more transparency as to what's going on with him, because the Senate, and it's awful that it has to become political because this poor guy and his family are suffering, but the Senate's 50-50, and so everything is really held up because they need every single vote. And so it seems that there's maybe a push where he could resign and then someone could take over for him with the agreement that they would resign and he could take over for them if, you know, once he was able to come back to work. Mm. But it is stalling things for sure.
All right. For sure, the situation with Russia and the Ukraine isn't any better today than it was yesterday.
We're still saying the Ukraine.
The Russia is still threatening
the Ukraine.
The Russia.
The Ukrainians and the Russians. How's that?
There you
that
go.
Better? All right.
Better.
Anyway, so we got more troops over there, fewer troops. What are we doing? We're just sitting there watching the troops around the border with their sunglasses on, enjoying themselves.
Well, didn't you give us the astrological report that it would be the 11th?
Yeah, February 11th is what my friend the astrologer said. It was going to happen. It's going to happen on the 11th.
Tomorrow. It's Friday the 11th. Let's see what
tomorrow.
Happens.
That's right.
Take a pass on that.
You know, I was talking about truckers and what a tough life it is. I forgot to mention in that conversation the truckers are starting to head toward Washington because apparently this weekend is going to be a huge protest. Remember when the farmers brought all the tractors to Washington to protest what they were getting paid? Didn't do them any good because
no.
They're still getting screwed. You don't remember that?
I've never heard of that. That's complete news to me.
Now,
when did that
not
happen?
Not that long ago.
When did that happen?
Jay's in charge of research. Jay, what do you see? When that is
not oratory.
When did tractors descend?
It has not been that long ago. It wasn't like it was in certainly within your lifetime.
Well, that must have been like the slowest caravan of tractors.
Oh yeah, and it was aimed at that because they were protesting prices and farm support.
The great big tractorcade of 1979? Is that what you're talking about?
1979, yeah.
1979,
are you kidding me?
Oh, okay. Here
it goes. Oh, my God.
Just a couple years ago.
It was the other day.
It was not long ago. Anyway, I have just more longevity.
Doug made it sound like it was 2 years ago, and I was just, you know, not paying attention to the news.
Where were you in 1979?
Not on this planet.
She's in her mama's tummy.
Maybe a different planet.
Okay. Anyway, so the truckers are planning to do the same thing this weekend. starting on Sunday.
I think
Sunday.
It gets even bigger than that. So there are theories out there that there could be some protesting at the Super Bowl, which is on Sunday, and then
yes.
there could be some protesting at the State of the Union, which is coming up, I think, at the early part of
29th?
March.
Is it? Yeah, okay. The 29th, good. It's the 28 days in.
But they're saying the Freedom Convoy from Canada, that this is going to expand into the United States and that there's going to be these protests. So we'll see. Already New Zealand has their version of this.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people
and
that...
they need it, by the way. Yeah. Those Australians are absolutely cuckoo out to lunch. I don't know why more people don't talk
based
about
on what?
Doing.
What are you basing
locking
this statement on?
Locking people into their homes, not letting them come out of their house, putting them into forced quarantine.
I thought that was China.
It feels like it. It might as well be.
Gary Chambers, you know him, Jennifer?
No.
Candidate for the Senate in Louisiana. He announced last
Jen
week.
To memorize everyone who's running for
politicians.
Office?
Especially
so
every
this guy
candidate.
Announced last week he was going to be a candidate. And he did it while he was smoking a joint.
Oh, that guy.
Well, he's got an interesting story.
Yeah? What's his story? Yesterday he burned a Confederate flag. Go ahead. What's his interesting story?
Well, I mean, the story of, you know, of being arrested for a low-level possession of marijuana, and then I think he went, put himself through law school or something. He has a really interesting story. Like, talk about, like, picking yourself up by your bootstraps kind of a thing. But, yeah, it's just the fact that, like, you know, that marijuana has this, and it's very racial. There is a serious racial divide between, you know, black and white people and brown people and who gets arrested for low-level weed possession and who doesn't. I mean, it's insane. Yeah. And so that's kind of like a lot of the stuff that he's talking about, criminal justice reform, common sense stuff that I think most people sitting around a table would agree on. But then it becomes this political football and then we know it, you know. It's too bad. It's really too bad.
Well, there are a lot of interesting messages. If we would allow the system to broaden a little bit and allow more people or encourage more people who didn't necessarily come from millionaires' families or had, you know, jillions of dollars, we'd come up with people like this. I would run for Congress just because I think that it would be a good thing to do, shake things up, but... You know, how quickly would I be dispatched? Somebody would find something and they'd, you know, turn...
Well, you know, you and Marjorie Taylor over. Greene could hook up because you'd both say crazy things like
gazpacho
instead of Gestapo.
It's 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've got 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner looking at the trending items. And the reason that I bring up the fate of Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul and some movies he's been in, he had that heart attack. And I was thinking of the what happened to Bob Saget, Jay, and the final outcome, the information that it's been around today that suggests that he had didn't have a heart attack. He hit his head on the bedpost, and that was the end of him.
Well, they don't know for sure. That's what they're thinking, it was the bedpost, but he did die of a brain bleed.
Yeah, right. So now,
sad. Oh my gosh.
Odenkirk, the leading man on Better Call Saul, and he's been doing some movies this year as well. I think this is the final season, isn't it, of Better Call Saul? I don't know.
I've never seen the show.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he said that the filming of the shooting of the show went on and they were in the hot desert and they were shooting for 14 hours. And this was last July, apparently. He left the scene and apparently, he was on a workout bike watching the Cubs game and he went down like a rock. And this lady who's on the show with him, what's her name, Rhea Seehorn? She's apparently been on a number of TV and movies. I don't know her. I kind of recognize her when I looked at it. Anyway, she said that she saw him turning bluish-gray and bingo, went into action. They had CPR, but he fell off the bike and was unconscious. And if it hadn't been for her acting quickly, apparently he would have been long gone.
Yeah, she went and grabbed the health safety supervisor and the assistant director, and they immediately started CPR and the automated defibrillator.
Defibrillator, yeah, right, yeah. So I think that if you don't take away anything else from that story, take away the fact that it is when you have anything that's irregular or unusual, you don't just kiss it off and say, okay, that'll go away. You do something about it right away. Whether it turns out, like when I was supposedly having a TIA and I didn't have one, but I went to get checked out, felt much better afterwards knowing, you know, once they got to the bottom line what it really was, then, you know, and that's what you need to do. You need to know what's going on in your body. All right, anyway, in a moment, let's just do the Peloton thing now. What did we have? Does this surprise anybody?
Well, no, because they had such a great year the previous year and with everything, and the demand for their equipment was amazing, and then kind of the post-COVID demand picture looks very different. So Peloton had to lay off 2,800 people, and part of their severance package includes a year-long Peloton membership. So that's a little tone deaf. And to top it all off, the new CEO incoming had the first big meeting, and it was a Zoom video call, and somehow the former employees were still invited to that call, so they were flooding with messages of like, seriously, 12 months of free Peloton, that's it, I have to sell off all my Peloton equipment just to pay my bills, and then that meeting got cut short.
All right, so you know, the old tone deaf, that was a great way of putting it. Peloton has had, and most of it, I don't know if they brought it on themselves. I don't think that they, you know, the Mr. Big thing, and then what happened? Who was it that said, I'm not going to do this Mr. Big? I'm
Wags
not be like,
on Billions.
Right, Billions.
Wags
yeah.
had a heart attack on the Peloton.
Peloton. So it's not really all been there doing in part, but this was a stupid way of handling that situation. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Adding to the Russia-Ukraine tension, Russia and Belarus Thursday morning have started 10 days of joint military drills. England's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Europe faces its biggest security crisis in decades.
Earlier this week, I met the Prime Minister of Lithuania. I'll be traveling shortly to Poland. And these are countries where every day the population wakes with an acute awareness of the threat just across their border.
Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops at the border. IRS tax refunds are often a family's biggest check of the year, but taxpayers could see a repeat of last year's delays in processing, when about 30 million taxpayers had their returns and refunds held up by the IRS. Treasury Department officials warn that this year's tax season will be a challenge with the Internal Revenue Service. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
A group of students from Loudoun County, Virginia, on Newsmax Wednesday night says that the mass, the sexual assaults, and everything that the county has done wrong led them to file affidavits to the school board members on Tuesday. Here's more from the kids.
It felt good finally serving them after, you know, being suspended. And then we started off in the auditorium and then we were suspended. And then it felt really good to be able to finally potentially stop it.
The masks, the sexual assaults, everything that the county has done wrong was in the affidavit. And I was so proud to bring it up to them. Yep. And they were very shocked to see us.
Well, at the school board at first, they were like, no, we're not going to be accepting these. You need to go give us the back, the LCPS representative, the staff in the back. Like, if you have anything to present to us, then, you know, just take it outside or in the back or in the hall. And they were very, they were very flustered and annoyed, and they just didn't know what to do because they've never been in this situation before. And they eventually had us go out into the hall, into the main lobby of the admin building, and locked all the doors so that we couldn't come back in. I wasn't nervous at all. The passion for this change to happen overcame all the fear, and I was just ready for change to happen.
Yes, I was so happy. My parents were watching, and I was just very happy to be around people and deliver this to the school board.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another half hour here of the exciting DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. My dog Daisy, most lovable, lovable creature. She got into the rubbish. And then she sat by the door. When I opened the door, her head was on the floor. And I can tell she's looking at me, head on the floor. And then I walk onto the other side of the room. I see the rubbish all over the place. And so she comes over to me, and then just the look. How can you get upset with the dog, even though, I mean, it's actually my fault for leaving the stuff where she can get at it. But, you know, I'd moved to where the rubbish barrel was, And I had given her some yogurt, and then I put the yogurt container in the bag. And so she goes through it, and then everything's all over the floor. And I know she's by the door waiting for me to come, as if to say, Dad, I did something wrong. Why is it that we think our animals should call us Dad or Mom?
Why is it? Because they're our children. They're our fur babies. Absolutely. I still refer to Daisy as my firstborn.
Okay.
Her name goes first on cards that we sign. Matt comes second. He's my second child.
All right, speaking of first and second, what's going on at the Olympics? By the way, do the Iranians have any... Do the Iranians participate in the Olympics, or...
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I was just thinking of the axis of evil and how the Russians and Chinese cheat. I figured if the Iranians were there, they'd be cheating too. But we're still... Are we ahead in total number of medals, Jay, or where are we? What's the status now of all the countries that are winning?
That is a good question. We are in fifth as far as medals go. I don't have it in front of me.
There's a new update. We got bumped up to third. So overall medals, yeah. So Norway's still in the lead. They have 12 overall medals. Germany second with 8. The U.S., we have 10 overall medals. But Germany has 5 gold medals. We only have 4. Norway also has 5 gold medals. So we're creeping
up. Austria has 12.
Yeah.
12 overall.
Any more on that 15-year-old and doping? The Russian girl, she's 15, right?
I haven't seen an update on that. Yes, she's 15. I think that they're probably trying to figure out, because I think she took the test that came in question was 2 months ago. So I'm not sure if they're going to be drawing more blood and urine and seeing if they're, you know, if she's got something going on right now. I don't know why they wouldn't have known if this, if this test was positive 2 months ago. How was she even allowed to qualify? I don't get it.
She's Russian.
Other than it's the Russia Olympic Committee. So, yeah.
Right. Thank you. Congratulations.
So here's the extra strange thing to me about this story. There were two different independent Russian newspapers that broke the story.
Really?
You think they're in business today?
Wow.
Do you think they're alive?
See you later, alligator.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart is surprised she got an Oscar nomination for being Princess Diana. And Spencer, if you have not seen that movie, see it. It's a very, if you like going to the movies like I do, and you like a variety of things, this is a movie worth spending a couple of hours watching. It's not only entertaining, pretty informative, and I think I remember reading somewhere that it was as close to the real Diana as any portrayal has ever been. Did you see that, ladies, too? Didn't you see
it? I haven't seen the movie yet, but it just came on, I want to say, Hulu. So we'll be watching it at home for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so she got an Oscar nomination, and I think she sort of doesn't really care. I think that was the point after.
No, she cares.
She absolutely cares.
She just never thought that she would get an Oscar nomination. She said she never thought she'd get an Oscar nomination in 1,000 years, and she feels humbled and grateful, and that making films is something she would actually pay to be able to do. It's just something she loves so much.
That was what I felt like when I was working at KBC in Los Angeles. They didn't have to pay me. It was one of the country's greatest radio stations, and I felt privileged and humbled to be there for 3.5 years. It was a great, great experience. So let's look at the Forbes magazine list of the highest paid entertainers for last year. Are you all ready for this? The top 10 list. Almost half of the earners secured their spots in the ranks by unloading all or pieces of their music catalogs. For example, Bob Dylan is at number 10. He got $130 million. He's 80 years old. He sold his recording rights to Sony for $150 million. So he must have had $20 million in debt because he's only got the net result was $130.
Or his agent took off.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. Yep. Okay. Yeah. I love it. Crank that up a little bit.
How does it feel to be a millionaire?
To win a billion, triple millionaire. Because he's made a lot of money over the years as well, performing that sort of thing. All right, number 9 on the list of the highest paid entertainers last year, Ryan Tedder. Having the slightest idea who this guy is, but apparently he's written a lot of songs for well-known singers, Beyonce, Adele, Ed Sheeran.
Well, his own band, One Republic, is has been at various times throughout their tenure. They've been in the top three, you know, bands in the world. So
really?
He's got his own music thing. And then, One Republic. I don't know. We maybe you would know some of their songs, maybe not. They're a little bit Coldplay-esque. And then he also produces, I mean, Gwen Stefani, and he's written songs for everybody. And then he also has a new hemp seltzer line called Mad Tasty that I actually order online. It's really good.
Really, is it? Would I like it?
Yeah, it tastes sweet. So yeah,
you take it. Do you sleep? You take it before you go to sleep.
I drink it at night. Yeah, I drink it at night because it's very relaxing.
Yeah. Okay. Number 8 on the list of the highest paid entertainers last year, Tyler Perry. No surprise there. He made $165 million last year. He brought back that Madea franchise. How many of those movies have there been? He plays various weird characters. But
yeah, lot of those. Yep.
All right, so anyway, let's see here. Paul Simon is number 7 on the list. He sold all of his stuff as well, $200 million last year. Mrs. Robinson, I love, the 59th Street Bridge song is great, but when you, Love Me Like a Rock is a really good song. Yeah, very, very talented guy. So let's see. Number 6 here, I don't know these people either. You'll have to help me. Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
South Park.
Yep. Right. And the creators of the hit Broadway musical, which is still running, Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm. So they made $210 million last year. They have a $900 million deal with Paramount. So they're on their way up. Good for them. Number 5, Yo. Here's this clown. Made $235 million last year. He's a billionaire.
Remember when he said he was $50 million in debt?
Yeah.
I guess that went away quickly.
Right. So he designed sneakers?
He has the Yeezys with Adidas.
Why does he call it Yeezy?
It's his nickname.
It's one of his nicknames.
Really? So Kanye is Yeezy?
Mm-hmm.
So I should refer to him as Yeezy from now on.
Sure.
Yeezy.
I mean, most of the time, people just, when they say Yeezy, you think of the shoes. You don't really think of the person.
And this one I love. The Rock, last year, took in $270 million. The year before that, he made $85. So he's coming up in the world. Films. Apparently, though, he has a new tequila brand that's very popular. Has anybody ever... It's called Terramana. I think it's called Terramana. Anybody
I haven't had drink? It. I haven't had it, but I've heard good things about it. I've actually heard it gets really good reviews.
Somebody
partnered with him on that.
Blank I don't know, but
now.
Didn't
Is
Ryan
Mark
Reynolds
Wahlberg?
Have...
Somebody, yeah, he's got aviation
maybe.
Gin.
Mm-hmm.
Wahlberg.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds has aviation gin.
That's
he and said it was the best gin he's ever tasted, and then he bought the company.
Oh. Yeah, and then his wife... Blake Lively has a non-alcoholic mixer brand.
They get along well, do they? Are they a good couple?
They're a great couple. The way they always prank each other online is amazing.
Cool. Jay-Z, last year, we're going through the list of just joining us, the highest paid entertainers of last year. Jay-Z took in $340 million. A hip-hopper. Right, there's that kind of money in hip-hop, I guess. Or what else has he got going on?
Jay-Z is an unbelievably wise investor. He has bought into everything from Away Luggage, which is some of the best luggage you can buy on the market. That was a startup that he invested in, to the Champagne brand that he owned, Tidal Music Service, which is the streaming service that I use for my music stuff. He's an unbelievable investor.
Good for
Plus the Barclays Center. Plus the Barclays Center. He was instrumental in, he owned part of that and built it and designed it for concerts. And I think he owned part of the Nets at the time, the Brooklyn Nets, which he might still own. And then he has the Rock Management, where his management company has now started repping professional athletes as well as artists like Rihanna. And, he's got a whole roster. Yeah, he is very much an entrepreneur. I think people don't give him enough credit.
The number 2 person on the list of the highest paid entertainers last year is the Boss. Springsteen got $435 million when he unloaded his entire body of work to Sony Music, which has been his label. So all those songs, the recordings. So, and I bet you he's made a lot more than that in performance. Wouldn't you think? Because he's out all the time.
He tours a lot, so and they make a lot of money on tour.
A lot of money
for
on that.
Sure.
Yep. Good for him. Peter Jackson, this is, I guess as I look at the story, he's the number one, the highest paid entertainer last year, $500 million. He sold his visual effects firm to Unity Software. They paid him $1.6 billion. So he's the third person in history to become a billionaire after Spielberg and Lucas by making movies. Good for him.
He is the one, you know, the new Beatles documentary?
Yes,
he's the one who did that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He did a great job with that.
We need ladies on the list for 2023.
Thank you.
Who is?
We need a lady, at least one.
Yeah, one person. Well, yeah. Okay, well, these are entertainers. But if we look at the whole list, Forbes got a big list. I'm sure there are a few women on that. At any rate, it's 46, almost 47 past on the DJV program.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Pardon me, Chuck, while I do this. Is that okay? How long should I do this?
Do it another for 1 minute, Doug.
53 after the hour on the DJV program. We're expressing into Chuck Curry's world with a theme from Mission Impossible, MI6. Isn't that...
Seven and eight. So listen to this story. Variety broke this yesterday. According to that trade, which is a major trade in the business, Mission Impossible 7, after all those production delays, it's now kicked to 2023's release, July 14, 2023. Variety says that the production cost on the film, before any marketing, $300 million, making it as expensive as any movie ever produced.
And it'll create $1.5 billion in revenue.
You gotta realize, Doug, these are post COVID prices. See, before COVID, this would be like a $2 million movie. After COVID, it's like $300 million. But no, $300 million is a lot of money.
I think $200 million.
And that will need theaters. That will need worldwide theaters to get its money back. It's not going to happen on streaming alone. Streaming story. Go ahead.
You do? Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
West Side Story, Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, will start streaming March 2nd on Disney Plus. So if you have Disney Plus, you don't have to pay any extra to watch. I think the best film of the year, Steven Spielberg.
It lost me. I wasn't interested in seeing it at all. And you know me, I love to go to the movies, but there was
I know you do.
I don't know. I just didn't.
I've heard good things about it, but I'll eventually probably. I've never seen the original, so I don't really have anything to compare it to. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think you'll really like it. I'll tell you a quick story, which is good for me because I have in my ice cream parlor in East Stroudsburg, right? I have a 65-inch 4K TV that I have on the back wall. So when people walk in, I always put things on that will interest them. So I've been playing for the last few months. I always put good scenes on the movies. It gets people's attention when they're online. So I usually play
the Batman coming through the skylight scene at the museum in Tim Burton's Batman 89. I'll play that every single day, numerous times a day. Well, Close Encounters of Hoosiers. I've played a lot of, so I will play West Side Story. That will be a staple. So if anybody's available in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, March 2nd, come to my ice cream parlor, West Side Story.
Right.
I thought I'd just mention that.
Good for you. The highest paid
average. We missed two birthdays yesterday. I just want to point out. Joe Pesci turned 79 and Nick Nolte turned 81. Two of my
Joe
favorites.
Pesci is one of the great, I think he's one of the really great standard bearers of fun and being a, he had the ability to create so many different kinds of characters.
Well, his body of work will be generational. I mean, people are going to watch Home Alone to the end of time, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Home Alone 1 and 2. My Cousin Vinny's a terrific movie, and obviously Goodfellas. Nobody plays menacing better than Joe Pesci. So, you know, those are great, that's great product.
Okay, can I continue now with my stories?
Let me look at my watch. Okay, you got a minute, kid.
Okay. Peter Jackson was the highest-earning entertainer last year, selling the rights to his visual effects firm, made $580 million last year.
Not bad. Yeah. After taxes? How much is he now?
Yeah, after, no, he got $1.6 billion, so I'm guessing he had to spread some of it around, but that was his first
pretty good.
What do you make of the Michael Jackson biopic that's in the works?
I read that yesterday. Very interesting, but the reality is you're going to split, no matter how you do it, you're going to split the audience, because if you're blatantly honest, which I have my own opinion, that'll turn off half the people. And if you're not honest, that'll turn off the other half people. But
I'm thinking this is not going to be the full honest thing because his mother endorsed it.
But they say they're going to go enough into it. They're not going to just shy away from the charges against them. So that will be how much they go into it. I have no idea. I'm going to assume you're right. It will not be a full throttle examination on what he was accused of. Having said that, as an entertainer, the guy was amazing. I mean,
he was amazing. He was. Kristen Wiig and Laura Dern are going to do a new comedy called Mrs. American Pie. That would be interesting.
Is that on? What streamer?
It looks like it's on Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
Palm Beach High Society.
How many streaming services do you have? Do you have any?
I have four, five, maybe.
Yeah, I have about five.
I hardly ever watch any of them. But I have.
Oh, here's one other thing I just want to point out. Blumhouse did a remake of Firestarter, which is a movie based on a Stephen King novel. It comes out in March, and I was very surprised to see it comes out in theaters and also the Peacock Network. So it's going to go day to day. I don't understand what they're doing in the theaters here. I mean, we're a little bit beyond this with the success of Spider-Man No Way Home. Just put in theaters and wait 45 days to go to streaming.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's
cut me
like
a break.
Self-sabotage, in a manner of speaking. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you for joining Victoria J. and me on the DJV program 59.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.